Hi, Goodwach. This is Yisachar Wartel, and I have a beard because it's fear. All right, although anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, we are up to the second half of what is typically a double parsha, but not this year. That's right. We are at Kedoshim. We had Achrei Mot way back before Pesach, and hope everybody had a amazing Pesach. I'm actually thinking that I may be mistaken that Achrei Mot was last. That doesn't matter. It's been a long week, and Baruch Hashem, Pesach was great. Everything is great, but we're going to talk about Kedoshim this week. It's a very, very important parsha. There is so much in it. I believe there are 51 mitzvot that are in Parsha Kedoshim. Now, in both of those parshiyot, Achrei Mot and Kedoshim, there's the prohibition to give one's children over to Moach. There's actually many different Yisurim that are repeated, where one is known as the Azhara, or the warning not to do it, and one is the onesh, which is the punishment. Not necessarily that it spells out the punishment, which it sometimes does, but sometimes the repetition is indicative that there would be a certain type of punishment. And a lot of that is learned out in Sechet Sanhedrin. Anyway, giving your children over to Moach, something you should never do. And there's a big debate in the Gemara as to exactly how it worked, but we know that it was an Avodah Zarah, pagan deity, people worshipped. And it had some element of fire, exact, and it involved usually putting their kids through fire. There's a debate as to what exactly was done, right? Was the child killed? Was the child not killed? Did they put them in the fire? Did they just literally go on a little walkway over a thing of fire? You know, it's not really clear. But either way, it's serving a Avodah Zarah, and also obviously, you know, some element of child abuse. But it's interesting that the worshiping of Moech or walking to Moloch is singled out more than other Avodah Zarah. So why does it stand out? Obviously, there's a lot to talk about, but one thing is that the Torah uses the language of Leha'avir leMoloch, which in its most understood context literally means to pass through to Moloch, referring to passing the child through the fire. Again, whatever precisely that means. But the Ibn Ezra explains the Torah doesn't actually use the word Ish, even though we know that historically Moloch service involved fire. It can actually also mean to set your children on the ways to any idol. And then Eish is like a fiery power, if you will, so to speak, like to send them on a destructive and dangerous but alluring path. He translates it as Lahavir Lamoech, as to set apart to Moech. And Moech in this case actually does not refer only to the pagan deity, but comes from the root of Holech, which means to go or to walk. Now, the Pashup Shat, the simple explanation is a person would walk through fire. And alternatively, Molech may have just been the name of the Avodah Zarah. But the way the Ibn Ezra explains it is that it's talking about don't send your children in a way where they will be Molech, where they will go and walk in a way that is inappropriate, in a way that is either going to Avodah Zarah or tantamount to going to Avodah Zarah. He is commanding us to not only not worship Avodah Zarah, but to avoid straying and going on a path to anything remotely akin to idolatry, or anything just that's away from God, anything which takes people, certainly our children, away from Hashem and towards things they shouldn't be going towards, you know, especially Avodah Zarah. Now, that's how the Ibn Ezra explains it. Other commentaries explain a slightly different idea that we have the responsibility to make sure our kids do not stray from God, period, in whichever realm that is, not necessarily towards Avodah Zarah or towards some other power or religion or whatever, but just simply away from a divine connection. It's something we want our kids to be connected to Hashem, ideally in all of the, you know, tenets of Judaism with the mitzvot and everything like that. But certainly we want them to be close to Hashem. We want them to be close to God. Now, that's why the Birkat Asher explains that when the Torah used the term lo tichalel, you shall not disgrace, which it does use in multiple contexts, including by Molech, it additionally refers to the prohibition of Chilul Hashem. Because if you see an individual, such as a religious Jew, who should know better, this person commits an act of Chilul Hashem, desecration of God's name, it unfortunately, in a sense, tempers the hot water. It influences other people to do the same. If this guy who's supposed to be a holy yid, if this guy is doing this, well, you know, who's me, Joe Schmo? Like, you know, what's the big deal if I do it? Which creates a huge cascade. So it becomes a Chilul Hashem on so many more levels. And nobody is more influenced by what somebody else does than one's own children. This is an idea that Reb Wallerstein, Chaim Wallerstein, of blessed memory, famously taught. The way which you lead your life paves the way in which your children will lead their lives. Those are his words. I don't think it was exactly word for word, but it was very close to that. The way you lead your life paves the way in which your children will lead their lives. You want to set a positive example. You want to walk in a way Well, they will see where you're walking. They will emulate what you are doing. They will want to emulate what you're doing. And hopefully that will be very, very good things. And hopefully it'll be walking in the way of Hashem. The Ha'amik Davar adds that Chilul, not just Chilul Hashem, but can also be, which means disgrace, can also be referring to succumbing to temptation or sinning even because of a lack of knowledge. Sorry, it's not just succumbing to temptation or sinning because of lack of knowledge. But the true chilul, the true disgrace, is something which comes from something much deeper. If you don't know, it's a minimal amount of disgrace, but it's not so much because it's not so much expected. It's temptation, everybody has temptations. Doesn't mean it's excusable. But the real chilul, the real disgrace, is by somebody who characteristically lacks faith in God. Somebody who puts themselves first for disregard of Hashem and disregard of other people, puts themselves forward and does whatever he or she wants to. Right. And this aligns well with the teaching that the word moech also stems from the word melech, which means king. When one's actions are driven by a power other than Hashem, whether it's a ruler, whether it's an idol, whether it's a force or motivation like greed or hatred, or your own ego, tchil Hashem, and you're walking in the wrong direction. Now, we all make Hashems. We all have our issues time to time. You know, we get a little stronger, a little weaker in our Yiddishkeit, but we're working on it, right? It's okay for the ebb and flow. Some days we're a little bit stronger, we have a little more kavana, some days we're a little more connected, some days we're a little more tired. But ultimately, we don't really disconnect, hopefully. We always maintain that connection. It's just, you know, just like even with spouses or children, like some days you're just a little closer than others. Just the nature of life. And that's fine. But if something becomes starting to go in a particular direction and it keeps going, that's a path that we want to avoid, whether it's for ourselves or for our children or for anybody else. We don't want to lead away from God and our connection with Him. That is something terrible. And that's perhaps part of the reason why the Torah has such harsh words and spent so much time focusing on this Avera of Lahavir Lamoech, not just because it was an Avodah Zarah, and not just because it was an Avodah Zarah that involved the misleading, literally, of children, which may or may not have killed, but it also has a lot of intricate symbolism about Dafka working towards a negative goal, which is obviously worshiping a foreign deity, but more importantly, walking in the wrong path, walking away from God. In this case, they're walking to a different deity, but it's symbolic of the problem. This prohibition involves so many aspects in ways that we can, how do you explain it? There's so many ways and reasons that people can unfortunately stray from Hashem. And, you know, obviously sometimes those are, you know, ignorance or temptation or things like that. And sometimes it's more serious things like a person's ego getting in the way. Sometimes it could be anger or resentment. There's a lot of things that could be in there. But we want to make sure that we do whatever we can to help not only ourselves, not only our children, but certainly our children, but anybody who is around us, help them set an example. Let them walk with us. We can walk with them. Okay. Maybe you need to walk with somebody else or I need to walk with somebody else, whatever it is. We need to walk with them. They say walking with God, but we also need to walk with each other. We need to walk with each other, instill Hashem's lessons in life. We want to set good examples. We want to walk in the correct path. It doesn't mean once in a while we don't take a step back. That's okay. But we want to, in general, be walking in the right path. We don't want to be moach. We don't want to be walking the wrong way. Again, we'll decide here and there. Okay, you can get back on the road, but you're still going in the right direction. We want to make sure that we, our children, people we know, anybody who's dear to us, and all future generations lead the way and walk towards, alongside, and with Hashem. Wishing you all an amazing Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much.